Poll: Trucker takes lead in key Georgia congressional primary. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 3, 2022. Georgia trucking business executive and congressional candidate Mike Collins is leading big in a crowded field of contenders hoping to replace Representative Jody Easey, RGA, according to a new Trafalgar Group poll. The poll shows Collins with 35.6%, followed by former Representative Paul Brown, RGA, with 11.1%, State Revenue Commissioner David Curry with 9.1%, and State Representative Timothy Barr, R. Lawrenceville, with 7.7%. Collins is a small business owner and self-described pro-Trump, America First, conservative fighter, outsider. A poll conducted by a GOP consulting firm late last year showed that the candidate was leading the way with 25.6%. The new Trafalgar Group poll therefore reveals that Collins has since made a significant leap ahead. In October, Collins told Breitbart News that he is running because we need somebody to help represent that side of what the economy is. Before politics, Collins worked for his family trucking company, and then started his own trucking company with his wife, where his two twin sons currently run the daily operations. When asked about his thoughts on the ongoing supply chain crisis in the U.S., given that he has decades worth of experience in the trucking industry, Collins criticized the poor leadership of people that played identity politics to put people in charge. While Collins seeks to succeed Easey, the current representative of Georgia's 10th district is aiming to unseat Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, R. Collins is not only the person from the trucking industry to have recently gotten involved in politics. Last November, conservative truck driver Edward Durr stunned the political world by defeating New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney, D. West Deptford, in the state's 3rd Senate District. Last week, a trucker movement known as the Freedom Convoy was launched in Canada in protest of vaccine mandates. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reacted by dismissing the group as nothing more than a small, fringe minority, and claimed that they hold unacceptable views. Now, a group of U.S. truckers inspired by the Canadians is launching its own convoy, set to take off from California around March 1, and travel all the way to Washington, D.C. The group, which has been censored by Facebook, is also protesting vaccine mandates. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.